And it's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. And Dr. Beth joins us once again on the phone lines. Dr. Beth, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I love spring.
Yeah, it's nice to get to this point after, at times, a rough winter, and we're not quite to the brutal heat of the summer, so it's a good time to hopefully de-stress and get outside and enjoy some beautiful weather. And if you're feeling anxious, that's kind of where we are in the midst of our show here, part two of a three-part series on anxiety, which we touched on a week ago. Hopefully folks tuned in and went to find out more online or either with a phone call to Safe Harbor Counseling. So where do we pick up on part two today?
Well, you know, I'd like to remind our listeners that what the symptoms are, that because you see them in yourself, but you also see them in people that you care about. And usually we get, like, we might get angry or start making suggestions about stop that. And that's always a good idea. However, it's not effective if we don't really know what the source is. So kind of a quick summary. There's racing heart, shortness of breath. There's people might be irritable, use poor judgment. And if it's out of character, if they're gaining weight, losing weight, using substances, you might want to think about maybe they're addressing anxiety. Last week we mentioned that there are four causes in general, four areas of our lives where we could be anxious: physical, situational, relational, and spiritual. And today what I want to do is talk just for a few minutes about some practical things that you can suggest to a family member or friend, or apply to yourself if you notice those things that are coming up. So if we think about the physical sources of anxiety or those feelings of anxiety, when our organs aren't working right, when our heart isn't working right, or we have some kind of infection, it's very possible that we could feel anxious. The very first thing, I always say this when people come in with depression or anxiety, have you checked with your doctor? Because no amount of talk therapy is going to help a heart attack or any kind of cancer or infection. So first we want to do that. Second, we know that what we eat and drink makes a big difference. So let's take a look at, is there too much sugar? Are you eating foods with lots of additives or a lot of carbohydrates? Too much alcohol, are you smoking pot or too much tobacco? Things that can have a naturally anxiety-provoking response. Any kind of illegal street drugs or even prescription drugs. I often say to people, call your doctor about your prescriptions and or stop and see your pharmacist because they know how they interact. We want to be thinking all the time about, is there something physically going on? Because a therapist isn't the resource a medical doctor is.
Mm.
You know? Then additionally, if there's something situational going on, if there's big crowds or if there's, busy roads make you nervous, weather, those kinds of things where it's natural to be on alert so you can pay attention and get through safely, you want to plan ahead. Those are not the things you want. If you know it bothers you and you get anxious about it, you want to do a little positive self-talk. You want to have a nice app that's going to get you on the road. You want to have a plan if you're going to a large group and it bothers you. You want to know who you're going to sit with and kind of plan ahead so that you can walk in as relaxed as possible and then get acclimated to the situation. Certainly, some things like, places where there's an angry mob, you want to avoid those places. So, and you want to practice until you get comfortable doing it.
And what are some of the other points along the lines of the situational?
The situational, I think we could, we really want to know what it is about the place that is bothering us. So if we notice that we get a racing heart when we walk into a large group, then we want to stand outside for a second, just a second, compose ourselves, take a couple deep breaths, and move in. We want to practice greeting people, making eye contact and being able to smile at yourself, because our job in, for example, large groups is to be gracious to others and help them feel comfortable as well. By doing that, we become more comfortable ourselves. So and there's more we'll put online, Mike, for the listeners, because there's many books and many techniques that we can do to talk to ourselves.
Well, we mentioned those four main causes, physical and situational. We covered those this time, relational and spiritual. We'll tackle those on next week's show. And again, you can go to safeharboril.com for more information. Dr. Beth and Safe Harbor Counseling each have Facebook pages. And you can call 630-466-8657 to find out more. Make sure you join us again next time at the same time for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.